President Bush wants higher ethical standards for corporate executives. Commentator Matt Miller says the president's own business dealings, especially a stock sale and loans involving the oil company Harkin Energy, are in the spotlight.
This is not just about Harkin. This is about a system of opportunity in America that is rigged for the lucky few, and how public policy should respond to that reality. The answer may not be what you'd expect. Yes, we should investigate and punish those who have broken the law. But the bigger scandals are entirely legal, like the rigged systems through which CEO pay has skyrocketed with the help of CEO pals on compensation committees. George Bush knows about such sweetheart deals. His wealth comes almost entirely from rich friends who set him up first in the oil industry and then as general partner of the Texas Rangers. According to the Dallas Morning News, the president's original investment in the Rangers increased 25-fold upon the team's sale. His partner's investments multiplied 5 times. But here's the point. There will always be people like George Bush, or Al Gore for that matter, people who inherit money or connections that bring opportunities most Americans lack. No one said life was fair. What should make Democrats different is a determination to take this opportunity gap seriously. The Democratic Party, with its history of commitment to the little guy, should harness outrage over the rot we now see at the top on behalf of a broader agenda for the millions who never will be in the club. That agenda should start with affordable health insurance and high-quality teachers for everyone, and a commitment that full-time work should bring a living wage. But instead of thinking big, which would require spooked Democrats to spend big on these causes too, Democrats salivate over the president's comment that, quote, accounting rules are not always black and white. Anyone with an ounce of business experience knows that President Bush is right here. Even companies with great integrity face judgment calls with their auditors all the time. The president's honesty about this basic fact in the face of certain attacks is appealing. When Democrats hype such statements to score a soundbite for a day, they miss the forest for the trees, a depressing Democratic specialty. If the debate comes down to my auditing reform versus your auditing reform, President Bush will win. His megaphone is bigger. He'll fight Democrats to a stalemate. We'll be confused by the details and bored to tears. That's the president's plan. Instead, Democrats must make this debate about a vision of a more just America that puts everyone's needs before the well-being of the favored few. That's not political terrain that Bush and company want to fight on.
The comments of Matt Miller, a senior fellow at Occidental College and host of Left, Right, and Center, produced at member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.